Jason Momoa slams Warner Brothers over Justice League. Joss Whedon investigation, this ST has to stop. By Warner Todd Houston on September 17, 2020. Hollywood action star Jason Momoa has made his most explicit comment yet concerning Ray Fisher's allegations about how director Joss Whedon created an abusive and unprofessional atmosphere on the set of Warner Brothers' Justice League. Fisher, who starred as Cyborg in the 2017 film, has accused the film's second director, Joss Whedon, of gross, abusive, unprofessional, and completely unacceptable behavior on the movie set. The studio has launched an investigation into the allegations. Momoa, who also starred in the film, gave a nod of approval to Fisher's allegations on September 7 with a social media post with the hashtag #IStandWithRayFisher. But now, the Aquaman star is making a far more extensive comment supporting his co-star's allegations. On Monday, Momoa made his first direct comment about the situation on the set of Justice League. "This shit has to stop and needs to be looked at Ray 8 Fisher and everyone else who experienced what happened under the watch of that pictures needs proper investigation," Momoa wrote on Instagram on September 14. Momoa also insisted that rumors that he was being courted to be the voice of Frosty the Snowman in an upcoming movie were false. He also exclaimed that the story was explicitly floated to detract from Fisher's allegations. "I just think it's fucked up that people released a fake Frosty announcement without my permission to try to distract from Ray Fisher speaking up about the shitty way we were treated on Justice League reshoots. Serious stuff went down. It needs to be investigated, and people need to be held accountable," Momoa wrote. Meanwhile, Fisher has continued his onslaught against Warner Brothers and its leadership. On Monday, Fisher hinted that he thinks the studio's investigation into the allegations is a sham. Fisher tweeted that the studio's investigators have conveniently avoided contacting key witnesses who gave damning statements to WBHR. They've also started interviews with, and have since ghosted, witnesses that have implicated former and current top-level executives. The actor also said that an implicated individual entangled in the allegations called him to apologize for his behavior. "Always stories will be heard," he warned. For its part, Warner Brothers has claimed that Fisher has refused to help the investigation into his allegations. In a report, one of the studio's investigators wrote, "This investigator has attempted multiple times to meet with Mr. Fisher to discuss his concerns but, to date, Mr. Fisher has declined to speak to the investigator," the studio said, according to Variety. According to Fisher, and now for the first time with backup from Momoa, director Joss Whedon was an abusive boss as he headed the film's reshoots after the original director, Zack Snyder, left the film because of a family crisis. Fisher also claimed that Warner Brothers knew about Whedon's alleged abusive behavior, but did nothing to rein him in. Whedon has also been accused of being an abuser in other areas. The Avengers film director's ex-wife, Carrie Cole, said Whedon engaged in multiple affairs and abusive behavior while married to her. Cole added that Whedon, who has called himself a feminist, used his powerful position in Hollywood to have sexual relations with employees. Whedon is also a very unhinged Trump basher. In 2017, he compared the president's daughter, Ivanka, to a dog. In another rant a year later, Whedon fantasized about Trump's death. He later demanded that social media companies ban the president from their platforms. And more recently, Whedon went after all Republicans and called them murderers. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.